From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In the 1980s, films such as Spike Lee's She's Gotta Have It and Blood Simple by the Coen brothers inspired a new era of independent filmmaking. Over the next decade, indie films won a larger share of the box office and more influence over the art of making movies. Now, we may be witnessing a similar transition in the world of independent video games. NPR's Laura Seidel introduces us to one example, a firm called Cinzaro.
Cinzaro has its 25 employees squeezed into one big room in an office park in Silicon Valley. Glenn Egan, one of the company's founders, prefers this to the days when he was one of thousands of employees at the plush offices of Activision, one of the largest video game publishers and developers.
The more people that you have involved, the more time it takes to make sure that their opinion has been taken into account and so on and so forth, which just slows the whole thing down.
Egan says in the 2 years he's been running Cinzaro, he's had more creative freedom.
Yeah, you know, we have an idea for a feature. I go talk to a couple of guys in here at their desk, and bang, the feature's done.
Egan shows off a game Cinzaro currently has in development.
This is Butch, the Piranha Generalissimo.
Piranha is the working title of the game. In it, a player is a piranha that sets out to build a piranha army. They pulled this demo together in just 7 weeks. It's based on an idea that Cinzaro's creative director had one day. Teen Guerrero is from Peru, where there are lots of piranhas, and he liked the idea of a game about them that took place in the Amazon waters. Guerrero says his idea would likely have died at a big game company where everything has to fit into marketing research.
We need one of this genre and one of this type and one game just like that one, whereas we have the flexibility as an independent to kind of explore our own creative thoughts and go for it. Whether it's successful or not is another thing.
The next step for Cinzaro is to find a publisher for the game. That is, a company to do the business side, packaging, marketing, and distribution. They could go to someone like Mike Wilson, CEO of Gamecock, a company that specializes in publishing independent games. Wilson says in the early days of the industry, there were mostly small companies filled with people who loved gaming. Games were cheaper to make. Nowadays, it can take upwards of $50 million to develop one.
And it's like most entertainment industries, now run by people who have very little affinity for what they actually are building. It's people that play golf, not video games.
Wilson says he wants to help foster the creativity of game makers.
We don't sort of manage them to death, and we've been able to sort of say, okay, we'll be the good guy publishers, the white knight publishers, and we'll just give everybody a good deal and give them creative freedom. And unfortunately, that's it's such an unusual thing in our business that it's a kind of a niche for us.
Wilson says now, just like at the movie studios, many of the big companies are more comfortable making sequels to popular games. Wilson's 2-year-old company is willing to take a chance on ideas that are often a little quirky. They are about to release Mushroom Men. The game revolves around a group of fungus trying to take over the Earth from humans. The player is a 3-inch mushroom. Gamecock also released Hail to the Chimp this summer, a political satire game in which chimps and other animals compete for political power.
How did you first get into politics? Interesting.
The world of independent games is where serious topics like politics can be taken on in creative and often fun ways, says Tracy Fullerton, a professor of interactive media at USC. She cites past titles like Darfur is Dying, which was meant to increase awareness of the genocide there.
In the same way that the independent film market can feed into the commercial industry some of its better, more interesting, more mainstream titles, I think you have that same opportunity now in independent games.
Fullerton believes the quality and quantity of independent games is growing. She says it's being fed by colleges and universities that now have degrees in game design. There's also a generation of adults who grew up playing them and are looking for more than just kid stuff. Fullerton believes that independent game makers are poised to influence their industry in the same way that independent filmmakers have changed theirs. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.